morning and welcome back to Monday Coffee. Today, what I want to think about in this new year is how we all feel lost at some point. And we can get lost in so many different ways. You know, when we think of somebody being lost, at least in a church setting, we think of somebody who is an unbeliever. But all of us are lost in some way or form. Maybe you're feeling lost in your job, lost in your family, lost with a sense of purpose in life in general. Maybe you feel lost in how to reconcile with somebody. Maybe you feel lost in the political turmoil. Maybe you just simply feel like you're drifting in life. In so many ways, when we're lost, we feel that we are in darkness, that nobody understands where we're at. We feel alone. And the feeling of being alone can be the worst feeling in the world, because it doesn't feel like there's anybody you can go to, anybody you can talk to, anybody that understands what you're going through. And in 2020, this past year, feeling alone became mainstream. Because of social distancing, of quarantines, of all of the unrest that we experienced, that feeling alone suddenly got real for a lot of us. But there's stories in the Bible, especially from Jesus, parables that speak to being lost. And they're called kind of quote-unquote trilogies of parables from Jesus. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and then the parable of the prodigal son, all pointing towards the same hope that we have in God. And I want to share the lost coin with you today, because this one doesn't get enough credit or enough attention. We talk about the prodigal son a lot, and we talk about the lost sheep a lot, but this one doesn't. So it's from Luke 15, 8 through 10. Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life. And so we're all sinners, right? We all sin in some way. We all separate ourselves from God. We all separate other people from God by our actions at some point or another. We tend to think of ourselves mostly. But this scripture, where it comes from, is the religious teachers are challenging Jesus on eating with sinners. And Jesus' response is these parables. And if we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus is always calling out sinners, but he isn't making them feel less than human. He's not ridiculing them. He's not condemning them. Instead, he's inviting them in. He's inviting them in to be found. Because sometimes we just need a little push. And so my hope for you this week is that no matter where you're feeling lost, may God show up. May God's presence be known to you. That the love of Christ is there, that you are not alone. And that this feeling of aloneness can actually unite you with others who feel alone also. Have a great week.